Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game, the podcast where I, Wilhelm Hast, now have a guest, Fiona Jacob. Good to have you here, Fi.
Wonderful to be back, Wilhelm.
As always.
Thank you.
You and I do a lot of work together. We also happen to be married since 8 years. But as colleagues, we do a lot of work training leaders to access well-being at a very deep level, and also to be highly productive with themselves and the people that they lead, whether it's a group of 5 people or 5,000 people. Now, there are a few practices that create a lot of leverage for your time and your experience of capacity in life when you get them in place. And one of those is to stop once per week and reflect. And in that reflection, do a few steps, which we won't cover in this video, but basically you review, you reflect, and you refocus. And this refocus thing is very interesting because a couple of years back, I came across a metaphor that has been incredibly helpful. And the more we teach it to people, it opens up a new perspective. So we want to share that with you today.
That's really cool.
It's called The Door.
Yes.
Yes. Now, so many leaders are used to this notion of a priority for the week. And not many do it, actually, but when we find a priority for the week, like this is the most important thing this week, we sometimes call it the MVP, the most valuable priority for the week, it gives kind of a compass and it helps you choose during the week what you should give priority to, because you know something is important. It's the one thing, it's another expression that's used sometimes, or you have 3-4 of those important things for the week, and if you really focus on them and you get them done, you feel like, oh good, I pat myself on the shoulder, that was a good week. Now, if you expand on this a bit and you want to train yourself to get really, really good at prioritizing, the notion of a door has been very helpful for me. The door is something that if you accomplished it during the week, would not only be a nice result to remember, because priorities fulfilled, we go, oh, I remember that week, that's when we finished that, or we met that line. No, the door opens a new space. So if you could open the door to a new space and a new room, at least in Swedish, we have this metaphor of walking over the threshold to something new. It's that sense that if you have a priority for the week, and mostly they are not urgent at all, those priorities, but they are super impactful and important, then you suddenly have a new space. A good example of this was when I, a Tuesday, sat with a colleague and talked, what should I pick this week for my door? And then I noticed I had been thinking of starting a podcast for months. And on the Tuesday, I just decided getting a podcast started. That would have been my old way of doing it, yet start the podcast. But I thought, if I were to open a whole new space for the business and myself, I wouldn't just start a podcast. So the door became, I started the podcast, recorded the first episode, and I have everything resolved in terms of production, technology, and support. So the podcast will be rolling on from here on. And now this is probably episode 75 or 80 or something, because the door was set up to create the future of podcasting, not only a result of a podcast. So that future-oriented, opening the door to a new future kind of thinking, it's so inspiring. And so many leaders around us have started to catch on to this, and their outlook on their priorities become very different. I remember you in the spring, that's about 6 months ago as we record this, talked about a door for you, like, I wonder if I should spend some time searching for a personal trainer for myself. That would be the one personal trainer, like the ultimate one. Should you share a bit about how you thought and what was important? Because booking a personal trainer, you can get it done as a priority, but opening a door is different.
Sure. So yes, back in the spring, and maybe in a previous episode, you've heard me talking about, I really wanted to step into having a health full life. I felt my body was a little, you know, creaky and achy, not very strong, particularly my upper body. Yeah. And given that we have a vision for ourselves at some point to sail around the world, I thought to myself, well, I really need to get a stronger body because I'm not going to be able to pull any of the ropes or sails that need to be put in place as we're moving across the Atlantic or the Pacific or whatever.
Yeah.
So I took on myself, it's just like, well, what do I want and who do I want? And knowing that this is not urgent, but that's important, what I was stepping into was having a healthful life. What I was stepping into was having a strong, healthy body, a body that I like. It doesn't have to be particularly look any particular way to anybody else. But when I look in the mirror, I want to be happy with my body and its strength. And I would also love it to be pain-free. So the exploration was going to happen. I am part of a gym. I have been part of a gym for 2 or 3 years. We've been a little lazy on that one. But I did explore with the particular gym that I attend what range of PTs they had. And I started off with one PT who was absolutely a delight. And we worked together probably for about a month. And then I thought to myself, nope, this has to be different. So I chose a different PT, somebody who was female, who would understand the female physiology and probably hormones a little better at my age. And her name is Natalie. She is wonderful. She is so enthusiastic, and she keeps telling me, have you told your husband lately how strong you are today? She'll send me a text at the end of our session together and go, well done, Fi. Go tell Wilhelm how strong you are today. You know,
then Fi comes and says, you know, I pushed this much weight this many times now. Really? 2 months ago, you only did this? And it's like, yeah, it really works.
Yeah, and it really works for me to have chosen the door, being how shall I put it? Being really clear of what I wanted, actually.
Yeah.
And knowing that this is important for my life, for my healthful life, for the next 30, 40 years. I mean, I have no idea how long I'm to be on the planet, but I would like it to be a long time without pain and with strength. So it was not like, let's just get this done. It was more, who do I choose? Who do I want? What's going to make the difference? And how is that going to work? And it's just been so regular now, regular that I go to the gym, that I'm with Natalie twice a week, most likely. And I just, you know what, like everything else, every day, I think, don't really want to go.
Yeah.
And every day when I'm in the gym, I'm going, yeah, I'm really enjoying this. And, you know, you come out with such a thrill and energy and also just a feeling of, I've done it. I've done it. And the door is like that. There is something around it that when we put into place and do something that's in our heart for us, and then we achieve it, there's something around having more trust in ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see anything.
No, I didn't see it like that. I was thinking, but that fits really well because we either choose the main priorities for the week to get things complete. Often I used to do things that were kind of urgent. There is this deadline coming up on Thursday, so if I that's my priority for the week. Well, those deadlines, they get met anyway. You want to have a door that is not so urgent, ideally, and something that you don't need to complete, but if you complete it, it opens something, it shifts something, like you said, right? Yeah. And yeah, you're right. When you accomplish a series of those, you start to trust your own judgment, your priorities, your way of sticking to things that make a difference rather than the things that simply needs to get done time-based. So let's share a couple of other doors, an example of doors, just to give you some ideas on what you could orient your weekly door around. There are sometimes simple things. We stopped working with a agency that ran marketing for us on social media a few months back, and then I could have done the old way. Oh, well, okay, this person could just take this over and just look after it on a weekly basis and send us a mail. But I thought, no, what do I want long-term for this? If we were to open a new space inside of the structure and management of our social media advertising, I gave it some thought and I talked to this colleague of ours. And now we're getting weekly reports every week without me needing to ask for it, which is, I'd say, way better than the reports we used to get in terms of the data that comes in. Not too much, not that it's just what we want, and some suggestions for actions. And those reports keep coming weekly now without us needing to do anything. So if I don't do anything, I'll keep getting the exact report I want with suggestions for action every week, because 1 week I did the extra work to create that kind of structure. Mm. Dog watch is another everyday thing. Sometimes things in life are this nitty-gritty daily stuff you want to work with, right? So we have a wonderful dog. It's getting to be 2 years. Just love having a dog. And it works well, but we booked a help with dog carers week by week by week by week by week. And we had a good group of them. That was actually an intention. We had to build a community of people who could help us with the dog if needed, because we traveled quite a bit. So it worked well, but then we had this kind of, no, is there a better way? So we took on and recently set up this one lovely woman who just loves her dog, almost like her own. And now we have a structure set up where he can be away just the amount of days we want. He can stay overnight when we want and as much as we need. Because we did some work to finish one thing that wasn't urgent.
No.
But now the whole dog experience feels different now for me. What about you?
Oh, shoulders go down. Because I think, I need to take the dog out between calls and I might have 3 minutes. And it's just like, I think it's going to take me 7 minutes.
Yeah. And recording it like this, there's no dog around. He stayed overnight yesterday from yesterday morning. We're probably going to the US in 6 weeks for a week, 10 days. We already know he'll be in good hands. And these simple things in life sometimes, when you get a number of them in place, your experience of freedom and having it all gets more grounded. We, 1 week recently, we asked, set up a, we called it optics, like a display of customer activities. But we didn't just check activities for the week. We created a visual display that keeps track of our key customers and our activities we do with them regularly, in a way that now if we don't do anything, one of our colleagues handles that brilliantly. And you know, month by month, week by week, we're just served by this one door. We took 1 week to put extra focus on, and it lasts for months into the future. So look for yourself, how urgency driven are you week by week with your priorities? I get urgency driven very easily. You're better than me in keeping the perspective a bit ahead of the time and being more strategic. So that's one of my, I wouldn't say pitfalls, but it's one of the aspects of leading myself with power that I'm working on. Choosing the doors more and more carefully to have more leverage and open new spaces of leading with power for myself and for the people around me.
I love going into those new spaces. We had a very interesting meeting with our business mentor in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We actually had the door of making this time with our mentor really count.
Yes.
We both had a sense that if we really got grounded, stayed in the conversation with him, that something would actually pivot in our business. But actually what happened is even bigger and nicer, I would say. He had us on stage working together, and we fell into this space of deep connection such that people in the room around us stopped, started to cry simply from us having taken the moment for us to open this door. What happened is other people got deeply impacted by what we were sharing with one another. We are deeply impacted by what we were sharing with one another. And to add on top of that, we also made some decisions around the business which will allow us to pivot and expand simply from having created that door before we traveled.
And it wasn't even specific, let's do A, B, C, D, E. It was, let's team up around getting the maximum value by showing up for our mentor and the other people in the best possible way. So I asked questions and I made sure that we got heard and seen, and you stepped in, and we kind of had a different focus that opened up all of what you said and beyond, which we wouldn't have had if we hadn't said, this is a door, this is an opportunity, this is the most important, not urgent, but the most impactful thing we could focus on this week, is to step in and show up the way we did. And it paid off big time too.
Oh yeah. Now we're seen as leaders with our business mentor And that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm getting people joining me on social media and I'm getting acknowledgement and there is comments and people came and talked to us like, I don't know how much during the following days because they got touched by our purpose and what we're up to in life.
That's right.
Great. So when you think of your priorities for the week, choose not four or two, but one door and ask yourself, what new future could I open this week by opening a door? And then I highly recommend putting up four keys to opening the door, four small activities that you can take to move the door forward during the week. So you have one small activity and another small activity and a third small activity and a fourth small activity. So it looks doable, which it absolutely is when you get your hands on this dynamic. So that's all for today, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.